A front is stalled across the North Country, resulting in a range of weather across our region this afternoon. South of the front, most areas have warmed into the 40s. North of the front, though, it's a different story, with temperatures holding below freezing. In that cold air mass, there have been periods of snow and ice through the day, and the potential for more snow and ice carries on into tonight. A winter weather advisory remains in effect for the far north through early tomorrow morning. Elsewhere, in that warm air south of the front, showers have expanded in coverage this afternoon, and the threat for additional showers will continue into tonight. With the mild air moving over the snowpack, there will be areas of locally dense fog. The front will remain stalled across the North Country through the weekend, and a substantial wave of low pressure will track along it late tomorrow night into Sunday. For most of us, the air will be warm enough for plain rain, developing tomorrow afternoon and continuing into Sunday. It will be a different story, though, across the far north, where cold air will linger close to the ground. This raises the potential for significant ice accretion, especially in the valley locations across the North Country. A winter storm watch has been posted for the North Country for the potential for this significant icing. Certainly, this poses travel concerns for the weekend. Additionally, there is the potential for power outages. There are two other hazards expected with this storm. The first is the threat for flooding due to heavy rain and snowmelt, and the second will be areas of dense fog as that warm air mass moves over the cold snowpack. On Monday, another wave of low pressure will track along the coast. This could bring some rain or snow to the region. It will turn much colder for Tuesday and Wednesday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a wintry mix likely, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, with rain and freezing rain likely, high in the 30s across the far north, 40s elsewhere. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, some icing possible in the Adirondacks, areas of fog, low 30 to 36. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, with some pockets of freezing rain north of the Mohawk, areas of fog, high 38 to 46. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, areas of fog, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, areas of fog, high in the 40s to around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, areas of fog, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, areas of fog, high in the 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with periods of rain likely, potential icing across the far north, highs ranging from the 30s across the far north into the 50s to near 60 from the capital region on south. On Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.